Blog Talk Radio.
I shall impersonate a man. Come, enter into my imagination and see him. Bony, hollow-faced, eyes that burn with the fire of inner vision. He conceives the strangest project ever imagined, to become a knight-errant and sally forth into the world righting all wrongs. His name, Don Quixote de la Mancha. Hear me now, the bleak and unbearable world, how base and debauched as can be. And the knight, with his banners all bravely unfurled, now hurls down his gauntlet to thee. I am I, Don Quixote, the Lord of La Mancha. My destiny calls and I go. And the wild winds of fortune shall carry me onward, oh, whithersoever they blow. Whithersoever they blow. And servants of sin, all your dastardly doings are past. For a holy endeavor is now to begin, and virtue shall triumph at last.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party Book. I just spent some time with children. I love children. I can't get enough of them. They drive you crazy, but they're wonderful. I mean, they are God's creation. I mean, you're looking at raw material. You're looking at the beginning of life. And there's two things that I admire the most in children. You know what it is? Three things. Their innocence. The fact that they don't like to be lied to. And they always tell the truth. And they hate liars. You know, when they ask you a question, how many times have you squirmed with the answer? Yeah. Well, we're looking at 60,000 children that are being brought up to the American border. And some of them are paying as much as $7,500 to coyotes and drug smugglers to get them there. And they're coming from Central America. And the Mexican government is at war with the United States. And tonight, the Mexican helicopter crossed over the American border and shot at the American border guards. But that'll get covered up by the cover-up party of death, the Party de la Muerte. So there's 60,000 kids down there on the border. And all they want is freedom. While the Democrats take ours away. And all of the bleeding heart liberals who hate children. Oh, the little innocent babies. You have no heart. Hey, guess what? In 13 days, 61,000 American babies are going to be torn to pieces by violence in the workplace. It's called abortion. And nobody's feeling sorry for those kids. Nobody's saying, I'll take one. Don't kill it. Give me that one. No. But give us your masses yearning to be free, and we will give you the next communist regime. Most of these Latin American countries are communist bred. And so when they come here, that makes it easy for the Democrat people, the Democrat Party, to gear them up for the New World Order. It is really sad. Okay? So beware of people, communists, who pull at your heartstrings because they intend to eat your heart out. So my topic tonight is, remember the United States, how great it was. And my opening picture is a picture of Joe McCarthy saying, I told you so. He's the only one that fought communism. And he was out of fashion. If you listen closely to the old people, your grandparents, the vets of World War II, Korea, and Nam, the backbone of the Tea Party, you will hear sentences like this. Don't tell me you haven't heard this. I'm glad I lived when I lived. I am glad I will not be around to see what is going to happen to this country. I feel sorry for my grandchildren. I can't believe the state we are in. Who would ever believe it would come to this? And we, the youngest nation on the planet, the pioneer spirit is gone. The great spirit of America is gone. The Holy Spirit that a humble nation prayed to was kicked out of the Communist Party last a Democrat convention. Check a YouTube and see the roll call. Harry Truman, the last real Democrat, made two profound statements. If a man, it can't be true to his family, how can he be true to his country? Attention, President Pinocchio Pants, the owner of the Clinton 911 towers and the Clinton beach house in Benghazi. The other was, when they called the roll in Congress, Harry said, they don't know whether to answer present or not guilty. This country needs a class one overhaul, starting with an 80% cut in all taxes and an 80% cut in all government. Close the VA and voucher everybody out to private industry. Bureaucratic charade time is over. We don't want any hearings, any investigations, shut it down and say sayonara and give every vet a voucher to go where he wants to go. Cover-ups are passe. Close the EPA, the IRS, and do the same to the BLM. Close the communist public schools and voucher everybody out to private schools. Then make one term only per elected termite. If they can't do the job in 4 years, they sure as hell won't do it in 8 years. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party. And I'm looking for a tune here. If I find it, we'll dedicate it to Hillary Clinton. Let me see. That would have been... I'm almost there, I think. Let me take a look. Ah, yes. We'll dedicate this to... I think this is the one. It's about poverty. Let me see if this is the one. This is Al Jolson. No, that's not the one. That's Swanee. That's an uptune. Let me see... Let me see if it's under Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? We're dedicating this to Hillary Clinton, who just wrote a book, Up From Poverty. Yes, it's like a movement, you know.
They used to tell me I was building a dream, and so I followed the mob. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was always there, right on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line just waiting for bread? Once I built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower to the sun, brick, mortar, and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, he will look swell, full of that Yankee doodle-dee-dum. Half a million boots went marching through hell, and I was a kid with a drum. Hey, don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al, Al all the time. Say, don't you remember? I'm your pal. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a railroad, I made it run, and I made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Hey, brother, ain't got a dime about you, have you? And once I built a tower, yes, a tower to the sun, of brick, mortar, and lime. Yes, I'm the fella built the tower, and now it's done. Hey, buddy, ain't got a dime about you, have you? Once in khaki suits, he will look swell, full of that Yankee doodle-dee-dum. Half a million boots went marching through hell, and I was a kid with a drum. Say, don't you remember? Don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al. Al all the time. Don't you remember? I'm your pal. Brother, can you spare a dime?
Okay, we got a whole bunch of blogs. We got 260 new emails tonight. And one of the biggest controversial issues is that the Presbyterian Church has just voted to approve a same-sex marriage, and they voted no on protecting babies born alive during botched abortions. So there's a lot of frustrated people. And some of the Presbyterians are saying they can no longer stay in the church. And one guy, he grew up in it. His family has been in it for generations, probably back to the days of Washington and Jefferson. And he said he had to leave it. He was a choir master for like 20 years, and he had to leave it. And he had to go. He joined the Methodists, and he's not happy there either. So I sent him an email because, you know, he likes choir. He likes to sing the hymns. I says, I know a place where you can sing Gregorian chant. And we play Brahms and Beethoven. But it's sad to see Christian religions are fighting amongst each other. And everybody's afraid of the Pope. Everybody's afraid of the Pope. Even the Catholics are afraid of the Pope. Unbelievable. Guy's operating on one lung. He gets more done in a day than the entire Congress. Maybe we shouldn't run him for president. Yeah, unbelievable. And it gets real nasty. It really does. and it reminds me of an episode I had during a business trip to Saudi Arabia, and I was invited by a Saudi businessman to join him in his home. And he had a nice, very nice home, and he had a big tent outside because they like they call it car parks. They go and sit in the desert and relive the 7th century. And they're doing it right now in Syria and in Iraq, but that's a different revival. But he stopped at every mosque on the way to his house that there was, you know. And about the third stop, he stopped to run in and pray. He says, "Do you know what we do when we catch?" And he's looking at my Irish face and a big beer belly. And he thinks when I get back on the plane that I have three bottles of whiskey, two being poured in the ears and one being inhaled. and it's all untrue because I'm being mislabeled. I love Oreo cookies and Coca-Cola, and nothing will give you a beer belly like a big belly like Oreo cookies and Coca-Cola. I drink one Coke, I gain 1 pound right off the bat. I don't even have to sit down. The pound is on. But I said, "No, what do you do when catch somebody drinking?" He says, "We take them to the mosque, and then we whip them." I said, "My God, you would need a drink after that, wouldn't you?" And then I asked him a question, you know, because I'm a laissez-faire guy. You know, live and let live. You do your thing, I do my thing. Just don't make me have to absorb your thing. And so I said, "Suppose a man in darkest Africa has never read the Bible, the Torah, the Koran, has never been exposed to the teachings of religion, and lives deep in darkest Africa, and he worships a tree. But because he worships that tree, he does good things all his life. When he dies, will he go to heaven?" And the man said, "No, there is only one God. It is Allah." Yep. So I have a different version. When the atheists tell me there is no God, there is only the world was created by the Big Bang Theory, I said, "I believe in the Big Bang Theory. I go every Sunday to worship at the Big Banger." Now we're going to talk about Iraq, and we'll open up with a tune. And everybody wants us to get in and get a piece of the Iraq action now, except the guys that got to pay the dues. This is called A Bridge Too Far. And Obama has already gone a bridge too far.
Thank you.
Okay. So, a bridge too far. Obama, who wanted to get credit for ending all wars, disarmed our nuclear capability, which you haven't heard about yet. That scandal hasn't broken. And he told our enemies that we were the bad guys and he was going to make everything right. So he pulled out of Iraq. Now, Maliki, who is the president of Iraq, who was duly elected, is a Shia. Now, you don't know this, but Sunni hate a Shia with a passion. They do not consider them Muslims. And if you want to see racial hatred, you go out and you get on some of the Arab websites, blog sites, who are blogging in English, and just see what they say about the Shia. You wouldn't believe it. You would think you were talking to Klansmen about blacks. But Saddam Hussein killed a million a Shia during his Iraq war. He even bombed Tehran. Yet Shia in Iraq, many of them, are anti-Iranian. But Maliki has sold his soul to the real Shaitan. The Iranians call us the great Shaitan. But the Maliki screwed the Sunnis and destroyed the coalition that was there. And you must remember that Hezbollah has troops, Iranian troops, fighting in Syria for Bashar al-Assad right now and the Soviet Union, who is behind the scenes taking orders for everything from nukes to AK-47s. But you won't learn that, because that's another scandal. See, the scandal works this way. If I get exposed for not doing my job, if I don't cover it up, I'm going to lose my job. It's better we lose a country than I lose my job. And that's how scandals work. So, and that makes for strange bedfellows. So Obama decided to flip the bird to al-Maliki. And he said, if we can't leave five guys here, a contingent, a coalition of the willing, I love these propaganda lines, then we're going to pull everybody out, and you're going to get your little ass kicked. I don't think he believed that. I think he thought he could get away with it. I think he got up there and said, we're out of Iraq. I've kept my promise to the communists, and now they owe me big time. But it didn't work out that way. And now Iranian troops are in Baghdad, and John Kerry wants the U.S. Air Force, with possibly no markings, to go bomb the enemy of Iran. Now, these Sunnis are all whack jobs. They are 7th-century people. They called it their renaissance was called Aduwela Abbasiya, the Abyssinian state. And that's when Islam was riding high. And they want those days back. They want to go back into Spain. As a matter of fact, when they blew up the trains in Spain, they said that they wanted Andalusia back. Yeah, they wanted the Alhambra back. And that's the way they are. They're like communists. They come to the table with nothing, and they leave with half. And they're very good negotiators. The only people that can't negotiate are the Americans. They haven't negotiated anything since World War II. And they didn't do good in World War II because they gave Stalin about 20 countries as a gift. Yeah, and they were recently released when the wall came down under Ronald Reagan. And George Bush was criticized for calling them the Axis of Evil, those three guys that are now arrayed against us. But anyway, so Maliki is now calling on help from the USA. You see, what Maliki wanted to do, he wanted to try all American soldiers in Iraqi courts. And even though Obama wanted to do that also, it wouldn't have looked good for his election. So he had to pull the American troops out. And Maliki thought, that, well, this is it. Everything's great. We're in control. But that's not happening. Now Obama wants to go back. And he wants to, with no boots on the ground. They got 300 boots on the ground. They got 600 boots on the ground, 300 guys times 2 feet. But they won't have 2 feet too long because we, after 11, 12 years of this jihad, still do not have an IED detonator and finder. Do you know that when George Patton prepared to go to war, Dwight Eisenhower, on D-Day, had two letters in his Eisenhower jacket. One, if he failed, a letter to the American people, and one if he succeeded. Do you know what Patton had? He had a map of Berlin and a Krautfinder. And that's the difference between politicians and generals. And Patton also said, no decent battle decision was ever made in a swivel chair. So, and he was known to promote sergeants to majors and majors to sergeants. Yeah, how come you haven't crossed that stream? Sir, we're taking a lot of fire. A major, you're relieved. Sergeant, what's your last name? Walsh, sir. Walsh, you're a major. You got 20 minutes to get over that stream. Or I'll relieve you, too. Yes, sir. You'll have it in 15. And that's the way that goes. But today, America is in Wuss City. We're all being sissified. Yeah, the national anthem is tiptoe through the tulips. So Maliki is now on the horns of a dilemma. The Kurds want their own country. And I believe they're strong enough to make it happen. You know, they didn't get involved in all this Mickey Mouse stuff that the Sunni and the Shia were fighting. And now the Sunni, coming out of, are strong into Crete, which is Saddam Hussein's hometown. And I said that before all of this began, that there's going to be emerging from all of this one strong man. Because that's all the Iraqis understand. They understand a guy that says, you do it my way or you die. Okay, boss, you got it. But now our government's talking about a three-way split. But the one thing we cannot do, we cannot send one private and we can't send one pilot. I don't want a dirty deal from a disguise. And blow up people not knowing if we're getting good, bad, or indifferent. Stay out of it. Do what the Russians do best. The Russians stay out of the fight. And then, when a winner is declared, they kill the winner. Stay out of it. Don't get involved. Don't spill one more drop of American blood. And we should make the House and the Senate tomorrow and give 2 quarts each just to let them know what it's like to lose some blood. Yeah, stay out of it. We don't need to be in it. Let this thing, let the dust settle. Let the champions prevail. And then we can make an assessment on what we want to do. So having said that, I'm going to give you a tune, and we're going to give you a Katrina Valente tune, and listen to this girl sing. She sang this song in the 50s.
Thank you. trees and I are whispering goodbye to dreams we used to share. Ours was a lifetime that seemed constant as the moon, ending in a strange, mournful tune. And all about me, they know you have departed without me, and we wonder why the breeze and I, the breeze and I.
People talking about Obama is marching towards martial law, and when I hear it, it disturbs me. It slightly disturbs me, but when I see that he has agencies that really don't have guns buying billions of bullets, literally billions of bullets, Social Security. What does Social Security need with bullets? What, anybody over 65 is going to get one behind the ear? And Obama's going to call it saving Social Security? This is from the Tea Party. For love of country, impeach Obama. Obama is advancing towards martial law and accelerating his second-term plans. High-ranking military officials are being taken out, and the loyal military men and women across all of our armed forces are being replaced by loyalists. Enough is enough. I've heard the count of 197 officers that have been relieved, two of which disturb me. One is Petraeus. And more than Petraeus, the one that disturbs me the most is McChrystal, because McChrystal was a fighting warrior. He was a warrior general. And if you Google McChrystal, you'll see they got drawings of him with helicopter blades on his head. And I happen to like McChrystal. I hear, and I suspect, that he may be a liberal, only because... he never went on Fox to promote his book. And if you're going to promote a book, you got to do it on Fox, because everybody that promotes their book on Fox does good. But he did go on the John the Monkey Show, John Stewart. And so that bothered me a little bit. And, of course, the interview that he gave to a Rolling Stone reporter, who, by the way, died under extenuating circumstances. And before he died, he went to a neighbor's house to ask to borrow their car because he was afraid of using his car, and the neighbor turned him down. And then all of a sudden, when he was in his car, it sped up and crashed into a tree and exploded. Yeah. And he was about to reveal things about the Democrats. Oh, man. Check it out. Google it. You got to do some homework. I can't be giving you all this truth, unresearchable truth. But, yeah, check it out. See what happened. And McChrystal, I've got a tribute to McChrystal on YouTube that I put together when he got the axe. And it's called Thank You, General McChrystal Abutom, A-B-U-T-O-M. If you go to YouTube, you'll see it. And I think the song is by Joan Jett, with, that goes with the pitches, and it's called I Need a Hero. You'll enjoy it. And the one thing, the one photo that impressed me the most was McChrystal was coming out of a building, and a private was walking in, and he saw McChrystal, and he snapped to, and he saluted him. And McChrystal stuck his hand out to shake it. That's what, you don't see that. You don't see that, not today. So, Obama has defied and defiled the Constitution, bypassed Congress, gone against the laws of this country and the will of the people. He is the biggest BS artist I ever saw. I mean, we used to hang out on the corner, you know, doo-wopping and BSing and telling jokes. And I got to tell you, if Obama was hanging out with our crowd, he would have lasted about 20 minutes before he would have been labeled the BS Artist of the Year. And John Kerry, he is the saddest excuse for a Secretary of State. He is really pathetic. I wouldn't send him out to buy a head of lettuce without an escort. So Obama has now hired an executive power czar to help him continue to abuse his power. It's nice that he's got Muslim advisors while we're fighting Muslims. Isn't that something? Oh, well, no, we're fighting terrorists. They're not Muslims. Oh. It is time to impeach Obama before he completely destroys America. Yeah, and then he's going to go back to the land that he was born in. Congress grants Obama free rein for martial law. The one thing that does bother me is that they are now giving MRAPs to local police. So when I see that they are rearming with heavy artillery the local police, I start to wonder what they plan to do that's going to cause a resurrection. Because it looks like they're planning to put down one. So, having said that, I'm going to give you a little Cal Jada. You like vibes? You know the difference between a vibe and a vibraphone and a xylophone and a marimba? A marimba is made of wood. A xylophone is made of glass. And vibes are steel and electrical. They're electrical. They have tubes. And they have a real nice sound. This is Brazilian. Back to the bossa nova. Beautiful. Beautiful. Cal's up in heaven playing those vibes today. Okay, here's another comment on the Presbyterian Church. The denomination is working as hard as it can to become as disgusting as it can. Members who stay ought have their own motives as suspect. Amen. Now, I got to tell you something. Now, Jimmy from Brooklyn is a staunch anti-communist, and he has been studying the Communist Party all the way back to Abraham Lincoln. You can't believe that, right? I couldn't believe it either, but this guy has all the facts. Okay? He has all the facts, and he mentions a German general who advised Lincoln, was a communist. So communism goes way back. And it goes back as far as Mao Zedong growing poppies in 1927 to kill American boys and girls. And look what how good he's done. Look how successful communism has been. The Russians and the Chinese built the drug routes that come into the United States from South America. And Jimmy says that the Communist Party, under the teachings of Antonio Gramsci, G-R-A-M-S-C-H-I, Antonio Gramsci, have one goal, and that was to infiltrate organized religion. And if you look at the communist theme, they cannot do anything without the poor. The poor is their catalyst for success because the poor have nothing to lose, the poor have nothing to eat, and communism is the answer. And they say, look at the fat guy over here, he is making money on your back, kill him, take his food, take his money. And that's basically the communist theme. But many of the poor won't do it because they go to a Catholic church and the priest in the pulpit says, love your brother, honor the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not steal, okay? And they trust the Catholic Church. So, and not only the Catholic Church, but all churches, right? So what do the communists do? They infiltrate according to the tactics of Antonio Gramsci, who said you cannot take Italy unless you infiltrate the Catholic Church and make their goals your goals and your goals their goals. And so that's what is happening to many churches throughout the country. And I'm sure you would know more than I do about which churches could be suspect. Okay, like what's the one, the American Council of Churches? They always are doing something pro-communist. Jimmy also believes that the communist movement has infiltrated Islam and are using Islam to reach their goals. And one of their goals is to destroy the United States. It always has been and always will be, no matter what hat Putin wears. And he reminds me that al-Zawahiri, who is now the number one man in al-Qaeda, was trained in the Soviet Union. So, and I was surprised to learn when we started to get involved in Iraq that the third largest party in Iraq was the Communist Party. So communism is strong. And where there are poor people, there are communists who are working them up. So I just thought, and also the Catholic Church has been infiltrated. And what greater way to destroy the Catholic Church than with homosexual scandals, right? And I'm not saying they didn't happen, but I'm saying, you know, if you know you got a virus carrier, if you can get them into the general population, you have a greater success for reaching your goal. It is really sad. Okay, I'm going to jump to another tune because I'm giving you a little mix. And let's see. We'll give you a real short one. And let's see how it sounds.
Regina,
Okay, here's a message again on the Presbyterian Church. You know, it's funny, I grew up in an Irish Catholic neighborhood, and we used to hang out on St. Nicholas Avenue in front of the St. George Presbyterian Church, because they had a lot of, they had like big, long steps. And we used to sit there, I think it was around 186th Street, we would have like 50 guys sitting on the stoops, on the steps of the church. And, you know, we would watch all the girls go by. And when a couple of girls went by, you know, they'd get a lot of... But when they went by with their mother, it was always, "Hello, Mrs. McCarthy," and, "Oh, you're such nice boys." You know? So my uncle used to have a saying, she only goes out with her mother, but her mother goes out all the time. And he had another saying, he never struck a woman, only in self-defense. But we would be sitting on the corner, and one buddy, sitting on the church steps, and all of a sudden a bunch of cars would pull up, and the choir that belonged to that church would come out for practice, and they'd all be going in, and my buddy would be laughing. And I said, "What's so funny?" He says, "Look, they're going to church, and it doesn't even count." Unbelievable, right? But let's see what Joanne Savage says. "Must be glorious memories, John, but reflectively sad. Isn't it amazing that we remember a time that will never again be repeated? The foundation of our country is gone, and Obama and liberals did it in 8 years. I gave up teaching public school music when I could no longer have my choir sing religious songs for Christmas or any other event. Again, we have substituted trash for tradition and glory. We have the trash in the White House to prove it. Liberals have destroyed our memories, and I will never target responsibility to any other group. I am very, very fundamentally practical and logical, and I go straight to the source, liberals." I don't call them liberals. I call them communists. You see, liberals is the old soft shoe. Too many people are afraid to use the word communist. You can see this is a woman with a broken heart and a broken spirit, but not broken enough to not fight back. And these are Tea Party type people. They know we're going down the tubes. And I got to tell you this, and it's bad news. It's real bad news, but you might as well wake up and face reality. We were more prepared for nuclear war in 1954 than we are today. I know guys that had fallout shelters in the 50s. I know a guy that bought a giant pipe up on the St. Lawrence Seaway when they were building the St. Lawrence Seaway, and he had the pipe buried in his backyard, and he made a fallout shelter. And we didn't have to use it then, but we're not ready now. And I got to tell you, the Stone Age is over. The Bronze Age is over. The Bullet Age is over. The Gunpowder Age is over. And the Nuclear Age is here. And that's the next weapon of war. And you see these guys are shooting their AK-47s and RPGs up in the air celebrating. And the Russians and the Chinese are standing there filling up the reorders on their order pads. And you know that one day somebody's going to be shouting Allahu Akbar as a nuke goes off. And, of course, the most likely target is New York. New York. And you got a mayor that's got has open borders. And you know what? We're going to get what we pay for. So, having said that, let me see what else we got here. Eric Holder is a blocker. He is not a Department of Justice officer. He's a blocker. "After America comes North America," General Petraeus boasts. Former General and CIA Chief David Petraeus boasted at a recent conference in the United States that the United States is set to be merged into the continent regime being erected under NAFTA. You know what bothers me about Petraeus? That he ended up going to teach in Columbia. Columbia is a graduate school for the KGB. Jimmy from Brooklyn can tell you tons of stories about Columbia, and he has the documents to back it up. Because Jimmy gets all his information from the communists. He don't get it from the other side. He gets it from the source. And Petraeus was teaching there, and the Muslims drove him out. And the communists, they drove him out. They intercepted him going to work one morning. Why he ever took that assignment, I have no idea. It is really sad. Here's a report. Militarized police, and they're treating citizens as wartime enemies. And they're showing local police with MRAPs and riot trucks. As the number of troop-heavy foreign interventions increases, the warcraft and weaponry used in battle are now being deployed in neighborhoods as members and machines of law enforcement become increasingly indistinguishable from those of the military. Maybe this is Obama's army that he bragged about. This is the situation as revealed in a new report. And guess who made the report? The ACLU, entitled War Comes Home. For the ACLU to be looking out for us, I don't buy it. I don't buy it. I don't doubt the story, though, and I don't doubt its authenticity. So, let's see. A toddler is in a medically... This is from the New American. A toddler is in a medically induced coma after a Cornelia, Georgia SWAT team tossed a flashbang grenade into his crib during the execution of a no-knock warrant. Bunkam Fonasavna is 19 years old and was asleep. I'm sorry, 19 months old and was asleep in his crib when the police broke down the front door in the early morning hours of May the 28th and threw the grenade in the front room. His mother, father, and three sisters were in the room as well. Earlier this week, the baby's mother, Alicia Fona Savana, described the ordeal in detail, including the relevant account of the near-fatal blurring of the line between soldier and cop. Flashbang grenades were created for soldiers to use during battle. When they explode, the noise is so loud and the flare so bright that anyone close is temporarily deafened and blinded. And the baby is still covered in burns. This is not good news. This is not good news. So, what else we got? Supreme Court bans warrantless cell phone searches. We know about that. Obama violated... somebody did call him Obamit. Violated Constitution on recess appointments to Supreme Court. I don't know what the count was. Was it 5-4? Because basically most of the Supreme Court decisions end up being 5-4, which means the day that one a conservative gets sick or dies, Obama will have a 6-3 Supreme Court. Okay. Let's see what we can do here. Well, you want to soften up a little bit? You know what? I'm going to dedicate this one to all of the nuns out there. You know which nuns I'm talking about? I'm talking about the girls that won't go to the flesh pots to sell themselves short. The girls that don't want to be laptop and dancers. The girls who are almost celibate because they won't trot out the beef for jerky. And there are girls out there like that. And what's really sad is there's not too many decent guys out there. there aren't too many men out there anymore. And they'll all say all the good ones are taken. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, girls. No, but seriously, I really sympathize for a lot of lonely girls out there. And my prayers are for you, because you should be the mothers of tomorrow. Because what we're breeding right now is not good. That the insurance companies, I guess it's homeowners insurance, are raising the rates or won't insure people with 10 types of dogs. And they listed the 10 types. Of course, pit bulls was one of them. And everybody got all upset about it. And they used an example of I think an 18-month-old baby that had its face torn apart by a pit bull. And, of course, I commented on it. And how do you stop a pit bull? You can't stop a pit bull. If you've even just been snipped at by a little dog, you know it's very hard. And for a helpless child to be mauled by a pit bull, there's only one way to stop the dog. You got to kill the dog. You got to have a pistol. And everybody got mad at me because I made that comment. And I also said that women should join the NRA because women are taught to be afraid of guns. And nobody needs a gun more than a woman. You know, not everybody works from 9 to 5. Some people are out there at 1 and 2 in the morning coming off of work. And it's terrible to be stalked. And it's the most terrifying situation where you climb up 5 flights of stairs or you go into a building. I know grown fighting men who've been mugged in apartment houses in the exit stairways, you know, dragged into the exit stairways and overpowered and beat. I don't know if you ever saw the one video of a big football player that broke down the door, and an Oriental woman was sitting there with her baby upstairs and was watching TV with her 2 or 3 year old daughter. And that guy tossed that woman around like a rag doll, and he beat her up like you would beat up a man. And then he threw her down the basement stairs, and then he went up and robbed the house. Now, that guy hit fast. That guy hit fast. And she might not have had a chance to get to a gun. But if she had a gun, she would have had a chance. And if a pit bull is gnawing on your child, the quickest way to stop him is to shoot him without shooting anybody else. You know, you got to be very accurate. But everybody got mad at me. Oh, yeah, you know, blah, blah, blah. This is not about, it's about insurance. It's not about guns. If you've ever been in a situation where you wish you had a gun, you know what I'm talking about. There was a horrendous story in Connecticut about a doctor who had a wife and 2 children, 2 daughters, and 2 guys overpowered the doctor with one baseball bat, and they beat him to a bloody pulp. And then they went upstairs, and they grabbed the mother and told the mother that she had to go to the bank with them, with one of them, and the other one would kill the other two if she screamed for help, that they would be on a cell phone with the other guy. And meanwhile, the father was a bloody pulp downstairs, and he crawled to a neighbor's house, and his neighbor didn't recognize him. So the mother's at the bank, her 2 daughters, her husband has just been beaten to death in her eyes. Her 2 daughters are at the mercy of these murderers. And I think she tried to pass a note to the teller, but the teller didn't catch it. But I got to tell you, if you're ever in that situation, you got to scream in that bank and say, help me, my daughters are being murdered. And this is a robbery. And that's it. That's it, honey. You take your chances and you hope that the cops can get to the house. Well, the outcome was the mother went back with the bad guy, and the 2 bad guys raped the mother and the 2 daughters. And the police finally showed up, and they decided they were going to negotiate the release of the hostages. But the two murderers had other plans. And their plans were to set the girls who were tied to the beds on fire, and they killed them all. And then they surrendered to the police, and they stood trial. And there's a father who finally patched himself up, and guess what? He did not have a family anymore. He did not have a family. His life is never the same. Had one of them had a gun in the house, they would have had a fighting chance. So if you're out with your little baby and a pit bull comes running, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Call 911? In the 1800s, women had what they called muff guns to keep their hands warm. They had hand warmers, and they had little pistols in there. And they were better armed than the women of today. And there's arguments pro and con, but I got to tell you something. When a government moves to take your guns away, they intend to kill you. You can bet on that. You can take that to the bank. Okay, we're going to give you a little charity and love.
Joy and holy fear.
talking about dogs, right? So I had a situation. Our house was burgled, and I had little kids. And I decided we got to get a dog. So I went and got a Malamute. I got a female, a Malamute, a pedigreed female Malamute, came with papers. And Malamutes are very friendly with kids. But I had a situation, and this dog was very friendly with kids. My little tot, my little daughter, was crawling around on the floor, and this Malamute weighed about maybe 60 pounds. She had my daughter's head in her mouth. And my first reaction was to jump up. And I thank God that I didn't, because the dog might have reacted in a different way. And I just easily and softly went over and talked to the dog, and then I pulled my daughter gently away. And so I know, you know, what could happen if a dog, a vicious dog, gets their jaws on an infant. And this dog was not a good watchdog. If somebody was killing me, it would have licked them and wagged her tail. But we bred the dog. We had a neighbor that happened to have a male Malamute, and she had like a litter of 8 puppies. They were the most beautiful dogs you'd ever see, you'd ever want to see. So I don't want you to think that I'm anti-dog, because I'm not. And we had good experiences with two dogs, a chow that didn't like men, but he loved women. And he was a strutter, man. He was, they were the guard dogs for Chinese emperors, and this dog, he could have guarded the emperor, and that's what he used to do. Him and I had a relationship. I didn't bother him, and he didn't bother me. But he always liked to be near me, standing guard. He would always be standing guard. Amazing that dogs are bred that way. So I just wanted to mention that to you. I'm going to play this tune real short, and then I'll tell you what it's about. Okay, guess what language? Did you get it? American Indian. It's a Catholic prayer. It is called the Ojibwa American Indian Catholic Prayer. How do you like that? 7 Indian tribes sing this hymn. I think Apache is one. Comanche is one. I don't remember the rest. So, the Great Spirit has been around a long time. Now I'm going to go to another article. It's called, There's Nothing Wrong with the USA That an Old-Fashioned Revolution Couldn't Cure. And this is about the election down in Mississippi. The Mississippi Double Cross has finally convinced us T-Sippers that the Rhino Party is aligned with the Democamo Party. Their religious symbol is the Double Cross. When the Rhinos team up with the Party of Death and convince black Democrat pastors with $5,000 donations to destroy a Tea Party candidate, you know the difference between a Rhino and a Democrat is a suit versus a Kleagle's robe. But they are both the same, liars and cheats. All that matters is that they stay in power and make the big bucks, not the paltry $179,000 that they pretend to survive on. Hillary could never live on that tip jar. Her tip jar is seven stories high. The Tea Party now realizes they are all alone. Our party song should be The Farmer in the Dell, because the cheese stands alone. That is okay, because like our heroes say, it is all about those on either side of you. I do not want rhinos standing behind me. And never forget that Julius Caesar was never killed in battle. He was stabbed in the back by the Senate. We all recall his famous words, Et tu, Demo Camo. The hoax in Old Miss is really good news, because now naivete is out the window. We can treat rhinos and Demo Camos as one enemy. It always bothered me to see Daryl Issa as a guest on the Bill PLO Dancer Mars show laughing it up. How can you go on a show where King Slime praises the 19 deeply religious Muslims who killed 3,247 Americans at the Clinton Towers, including 200 pro-life babies who died with their pro-life mothers? And their names, the baby names, should beyond the fallen wall under moms. And Ma also called the greatest generation the dumbest generation. Why on earth would Issa take that traitor's invite? I could not understand why the repuppies just laid down on the job and allowed Obama bin Laden to push them around. Match McConnell is a flag burner of record, and so is Thad Cochran. They were two of eight rhinos who joined 40 Demo Camos to stop the passage of the Flag Desecration Act. They call flag burning freedom of speech. And that was SJR 7, 40 days before 9/11. The rhinos are more dangerous than the Communist Party of Death, because we need a hero, and the Demo Camos have no god. They kicked him out at the last convention. Check YouTube. There is only one solution to this party's dissolving problem. It is so easy to do. Everyone on both sides can save the nation. And here's the rule. One term per termite, no dynasties. $1 champagne contribution, whether you're Goldman Sachs or Joe the Plumber. And the only lobby allowed in Congress is in a hotel. Obama would have had one term. Harry Reid gone, McCain gone, Durbin gone, Chuck Schumer pumping a Bush gas at $2.11. That was the price on the pump when he staged his Bush's bad campaign. Yeah, he went up to a gas station in New York, had his picture taken with the price on the pump. $2.11 was the price. You don't see him doing it now, do you? So, Tea Warriors, the communists say we are dead. But the great spirit of America is just awakening from the nap. When the communists say that the Tea Party is made up of racists, just remind them that the head of the Klan in West Virginia was a Democrat and used the N-word in the Senate, and not one Demo Camo objected. it looks like the Democrats will burn your barn and the rhinos will not send the fire truck. What are you doing tonight? You want to start a revolution? And here's another article. I'll give you a tune and then I'll give you the article. Let's see if we can find something. You want a Christmas tune? That drives the atheist nuts, you know, if I play Christmas in the summertime. Yeah. We'll do Come Back, My Love.
Come back, my love. Don't go away. Come back, my love. Come back to stay. I love you so well. I want you to know I need your love so badly. What? Do the wang, do the do, do the wop, do the wang, do the wop.
Oh, won't you come back, my love?
Demo Camo said, this American spirit is too strong. We have to break them. We need an Obama. We need a communist community organizer. The same communist Democrats who said old man Bush did not go far enough, then said Junior went too far. They also say their porridge is too hot. Welcome to the Goldilocks party. Bush took Iraq with a precise fighting team who executed perfect planning in the entire region with top key personnel. Obama can't get one Marine out of Mexico. He's a loser by country. He left four Americans to die in Benghazi when he hung up on a 911 broken arrow call. It's time for Peaches and Scream. Yes, Caps is shouting. I always blog in Caps. And all of the communists come to me and say, do you know Caps is shouting? Yeah, I know. And you made the rule, right? It's like having a flag in a flower pot and get $8,000 in fines and a lien on your house. Now, they say that the Homeowners Association did that. But you know what? Homeowners Association doesn't tell me Bookus. I want to see the names of the Homeowners Association who levied that fine and who harassed that veteran with $100 a day fines up to $8,000 and then put a lien on his house. Was that thank you for your service? Huh? I want to see the names. I want to know where they come from. I want to know what political party they belong to. I want to know if they ever served in the military. and I already know the answers. But prove me wrong. Show me the names. Sidebar to O'Reilly. I sent an email to the Texas governor asking him to call the president of Mexico for our Marine hostage. Obama hates Marines. He wants to turn them into corpse men. He makes them hold umbrellas. I call that bird flipping. But the Texas governor could use good press and may have persuasive powers. The boycott is a good call, and I know you're opposed to boycotts, so you stepped up to do what is right. Hit them with a right red cross. In New York, when Russia invaded Afghanistan, you remember that? The bartenders poured all of their vodka down the sink in a boycott gesture. And you know what my mom said when she heard that? She said, oh, my God, I hope we never go to war with Scotland. God bless you, Mom, and all the moms out there. And nobody loves better than a mom. Even the imam has a mom. Yeah, unbelievable. Okay, we'll go to another tune. We're going to do this one for the GIs who have been shafted, threatened with prison, and totally rendered helpless by the military judicial system, the quislings that work for Obama, who never served on the front lines but sit in judgment of combat warriors.
Where I came from.
there's a lot of talk about the Presbyterian Church, and I would say not 30% of my blogs are covering this schism. It is really sad. And we're at a disadvantage. We're being beat in all phases. And when they get finished with us, they're going to do our children. We're in trouble. And that's because we haven't learned to say the word communist. Until we recognize who we're fighting, we're going to lose. So, having said that, I'm looking for Walid Shubat. He usually has some inside information. Let me see if we can find old Walid here. Walid Shubat is a Muslim convert to Christianity. And I tell you, the Christians in the Middle East, I mean, well, the Jews all got driven out. They were the first ones to be driven out of the Middle East. And the Christians are now the big target. Islam is bad news. And if you want peace in the Middle East, you got to convert the Muslims to Christianity. That's the only way. They got to learn the love of Jesus Christ, because they have no love. They don't even love their wives or their daughters. I mean, how can you do that? A family is a family, you know. Everybody is supposed to pitch in for the one goal, and that's the solidification of a love inside a family. How can you treat your daughters like they are second-class citizens? It is really sad. Shubat newsletter. Here we go. I joked when we first went to Afghanistan. I said, you don't have to arm the special forces. Give them chocolates and roses, and they'll, inside of 2 weeks, all the women will be on our side, and then the men can fight it out and kill each other. Chinese government gets sick of Islamic violence, take 13 Muslim jihadists and execute all of them. Oh, the Chinese don't fool around. I mean, 60, what do you want? How many do you want us to kill? 60 million? Oh, Mao did that. Pol Pot, he took a whole city out. You know, the communists really know how to get rid of people. But they're always showing us Nazis from 1945, but they never show you the communists from today. So that's what they did. That's what they did. They got rid of them. They had the trial, and then they said guilty. Reporter avoids Egyptian connection to Benghazi attacks. When it comes to implicating Egyptian terrorist individuals and groups or the former Mohamed Morsi regime in the Benghazi attacks, there is palpable reticence in the conservative media to do so. The latest example comes from Fox News reporter Adam Housley, who otherwise delivered some very important information. So, Obama's phony scandals are conspiracy realities. Well, there's a little bit of news from Walid Shubat. Here's one from the Daily Caller. Obama knows hard times because he and Michelle once lost their nanny. Oh, man. College students call Hillary's speaking fee outrageous, want money back. Yeah, you ever see the sign on her back, no refunds? Obama's stump speech becomes pity party. It can't be his fault that Washington is so divided. Awkward. CNNBC host accidentally outs Apple CEO as gay. Oh, dear. Was that an error? You mean if you don't want to announce it yourself, they do it for you? That's wonderful. Well, I got to tell you something. I totally support the LGBT a community. I love LBTs. Yes, sir. Nothing like a lettuce, bacon, and tomato sandwich on toast with a little mayo. Yeah, unbelievable. Illegal immigrant cheat sheets at the border. Oh, yeah, they've got the cheat sheets that tell what to say when the border guards pick you up. You know, a lot of those kids are being sold into slavery. You know how many slaves we got here already? I bet you we got more slaves in this country than the 3 million we started with in the 1600s. Yeah. Update from Mississippi. We already know that. Illegals on the buses. This is from Senator Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Let me apologize for the length of this email. I have a lot to tell you, and I wanted to update you on the situation in Arizona and our border. Arizona's getting dumped on, man. Even Texas is now picking them and shuffling them over to Arizona. We now have U.S. Border Patrol agents moving illegal immigrants from one city to another in our United States. In Arizona alone, we have 1,000 illegal immigrants per day being dropped off at bus stations in Phoenix. And I say Tucson, but it's Tucson. Yeah, I like to say Tucson so that they know I'm not a local. These illegal immigrants are coming over by the thousands because of the failed leadership and policies of Obama and his administration. This isn't failed. This is planned. This is a plan, man. This is bring it all down, bust them all out. And he wants $500 million to arm the Iranians, yeah, who don't have nukes. Yeah, no money. That's it. We're fresh out, like Clint Eastwood says. We're fresh out. The claim is that these children are coming here because of political unrest in their home countries, such as Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. There's one country there, I think it's El Salvador, they threw out their president because he was a communist. And the United States got upset. But exactly how are they getting here? I can't imagine all these children are traveling alone thousands of miles north, surviving rough terrain and that dangerous heat of the Mexican desert to arrive at our border. We've learned many of these children are members of the most dangerous gangs in South America. Worse yet, you know there's 10,000 MS-13 in California. You know that, right? Imagine if they take up arms against the United States. Worse yet, these illegal immigrants are bringing contagious diseases into our country, further threatening our American citizens. Wouldn't that be something that Al-Qaeda gets a hold of these kids and loads them up with anthrax and smallpox? Boy, wouldn't that be chemical warfare, huh? And what is Obama doing about it? He's holding events at the White House honoring young adults who come into this country illegally. Sure, it's part of his plan, man. Bust it all out. They're going to turn the United States into a storefront in Cleveland and during the riots. This president is sending the wrong message at the wrong time. It's unbelievable. It's not unbelievable. It's part of the plan, man. He's going to have an army greater than the American army. We're the greatest, most powerful country in the world. Stop. We used to be the greatest, most powerful country in the world. We used to be. That went down with the towers. The Clinton Towers. And that reputation went out with the Clinton Towers. I've written to you about this many times before, but just in the jails that I run, we are seeing more than a 30% return rate for criminal illegal immigrants that were supposedly deported by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Some of them return to my jails over and over again. How are these criminals getting back in the country so easily? Does any clear-thinking individual out there really think that we're going to deport these newly arrived illegals? I certainly don't. I believe this is all being orchestrated by the Obama White House to punish states. Amen. This is the bird flipper inflicts punishment on his enemies. And if you can find the 2 years of emails that Lois Lerner put in the garbage, put in the garbage, yes, oh, Lois Lerner, and the six recipients also, their garbage. And the EPA is now losing computer information, their garbage. And you know what? I think NSA has them all. It's no secret that the Obama administration, namely Eric Holder's Justice Department, has an infamy. They have spent more time and resources coming after me and my office to keep us from enforcing illegal immigration laws than they do working to stop illegal immigrants from crossing the border. So, he's mentioning a guy named Puente. Oh, no, the pro-amnesty group is called Puente. And for the record, Puente is an extremist radical group that calls for deportations of illegal immigrants to end and permanent citizenship for those who break our laws to get into the country. And Joe says he's sticking to his guns. And God bless you, Joe. We're going to do the theme song for when America crashes. Breaking news. There is proof that Harry Reid has been rustling cattle from Ted Bundy, and we're going to ask him about it. We're at his house right now. We're going to knock on the door. Harry, is that a cow in the bedroom wearing a negligee? No, there's no cow here. Harry, you sure you don't have a cow in the bedroom? No cow here. Go away. I'm on my honeymoon. Come on, Harry. Show us the bride. Here's some news. Boko Haram kidnapped 60 women and girls and 31 boys. These guys are in the kidnapping business, and it looks like it is never ending. Now, you know something? God gives everybody a fair shake. God gives everybody a fair shake. You look at a country like India, they show you that it's overpacked, the cities are overrun, people are sleeping in the streets, everybody is on top of everybody. But you know what? You look at India, and there are mountains, valleys, hills, and dales that have never been occupied. And it's just a question of settling the people and building new cities. There's room. There's plenty of room. Look at Brazil, how much room they have. God gives everybody a shot. Even the Tuaregs in Mali, they have salt. They have salt lakes where they can earn a living. Even in the deepest, driest, the Sahara, there's an opportunity to generate funds. But what's happening, you look at Mexico. Mexico is the 13th largest economy in the world. Why are all these people starving? Because the boys on top won't share. So who's going to get them the money? The communists. The communists will come in and get them their share. Why should that be? Why can't the people themselves just do it and get the job done? Now, we had a country that used to do that. One for all and all for one. Today, we are on the way down. We're on the way out. We're decadent. We worship Madonnas who aren't Madonnas. Okay? We do more drugs than anybody else. Half of South America is working overnight, day and night, to keep us in drugs. We got a 50% divorce rate. We got a 50% abortion rate. We're in trouble, man. We're killing 4,700 kids a day. In 13 days, we're going to kill more kids than the entire population of illegal immigrants that are on the border tonight. They got 60,000 down there. We're going to kill in 13 days 61,000. And we're non-discriminatory. We're killing blacks, a lot of blacks, in proportion to the white population. I'll give you an example. Planned Parenthood kills 1,200 white babies a day, 1,100 black babies a day, 700 Latino niños a day. Now, you take the white population, 1,200 a day, and you put that against the black population, 1,100 a day. It was 1,200 white, 1,100 black. Now, if blacks, they say, are 13% of the population, that ratio is way top-heavy, way top-heavy. What are we going to do? You know what? It's really, is it any wonder that we're going down the tubes?
Is it any wonder that I've fallen for you? You're the spell I'm under, and I'm helpless, it's true. Is it any wonder why my skies are so blue when I search the found a rainbow, found a moon glow.
Here's an update from Mississippi. I'm sorry it has taken me so long to give you an update. This is from Tea Party Express. But things in Mississippi have been fluid, and there's a lot to dig through. What we know right now is nefarious campaign tactics employed by incumbent Senator Thad Cochran's campaign were undeniably responsible for Cochran's victory Tuesday night. This includes using race baiting that encourages liberal Democrats to swing a Republican primary election. But that's just the start of it. As our friend Chris McDaniels has said, there is nothing they won't do to hold on to power. And that goes, that's the rhinos he's talking about. And the Democrats are just as bad, even worse. The rhinos just lay low and hope that they can get washed back in. It's true. What we've been trying to figure out exactly what happened, McDaniels has already indicated that his campaign has uncovered 1,000 fraudulent votes, and he only lost by 6,000. Unfortunately, there are already reports of counties failing to allow activists to review the voter rolls. Government bureaucrats and party bosses are trying to prevent citizens from ensuring the integrity of the election is upheld. It is also quite sickening, but we are standing strongly behind McDaniel's campaign as they investigate the very suspicious circumstances surrounding this runoff election. I have no respect for the Republican Party, and I break the arrow. And when we know more, he's going to tell us about it. Okay. Another pet peeve of mine goes back to the phony communists who many years ago protested a song that was being played for General MacArthur's wife by the Salvation Army Band. And the tune that MacArthur's wife loved was Dixie. And the communists protested and caused the band to stop playing it. You know how they take over and push everybody around. You see it in the colleges all the time. Yeah, they intimidate. But anyway, now they're going after the Stars and Bars. They want the Stars and Bars removed. And they'll tell you it's because it's the symbol of slavery. 600,000 white boys died to defend or oppose a slavery, 300,000 on each side. Not every Southerner who fought under the Stars and Bars was a slave owner. Chances are most of them weren't. They fought for states' rights. They fought for their state. They fought for their cousins and brothers who were going to battle. No one has the right to make them strike those colors. No one. That is part of our American history, and it must be enshrined with all other mementos of a growing America and a United States. But you see, it's not the Stars and the Bars that the communists want to really take down. That's the first step. They really want to take down the Stars and the Stripes. And they're doing it. They're doing it today. They're doing it in Florida, in condos. And I know a guy in New York. Oh, he is you can't get more pro-American than this guy. And he lives in a project, a city project. And they told him he can't have an American flag in the window, even on the inside. How's that? How's that? You know what Jimmy from Brooklyn says about New York City? He says, guess how many guys are in the mafia throughout the country? I said, Jimmy, I have no idea. He says, 10,000. He says, guess how many communists are on the Lower East Side? I said, Jimmy, I have no idea. He says, 800,000. Yeah, and now we got a communist mayor, and the crime rate's going up. Yeah, no more search and frisk, and so the bad guys are getting bolder. Yeah, so as a tribute to Johnny Reb, and many a good one I served with in the military. And we all had one thing in common. We might have disagreed on many things, but the one thing we had in common were we were standing toe-to-toe to defend the United States. That was our primary objective, and we were all oath keepers.
Father's name.